The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 19th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation, O Siena Paharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. And to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
Khetrakanchapi manaviddhi sarva khetri subharat khetra khetra nayo jnanam jnanam jatat jnanam matam ho. Jnanam, knowledge, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is explaining about knowledge. People are being educated all over the world for advancement of knowledge. Knowledge is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Therefore, for human being, there are so many universities, schools, colleges, institutions, laws. There are so many things to advance knowledge. But what is the advancement of knowledge? The basic principle of knowledge is to understand, who am I? If I do not know who am I, then what is the meaning of my advancement of knowledge? Generally, despite so many universities all over the world, people are going on in the concept of this body. I am this body. I am Indian and American. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. So everyone is identifying himself with this material body. Then where is the advancement of knowledge? Here Krishna says, khetra khetra gayo jnanam, jat jnanam tat jnanam matangam. The khetra, this body, and the owner of the body. I am not this body, I am the owner of this body. This is jnanam. That is being explained in this chapter of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. This is the 13th chapter, and Arjuna's question was, Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Kshetra Kshetra Gam Evacha Etat Veditam Ichyami Jnanam Gyam Chaketava. This was the question in this chapter. My dear Krishna, I want to know what is the Prakriti, what is Purusha, what is Khetragya, what is Jnana. These are the items inquired by Arjuna. Arjuna is disciple and Krishna is the teacher. The disciple submissively inquired from the teacher about knowledge. That is the Vedic injunction. You cannot have knowledge. I cannot have knowledge without teacher. By speculative advancement, one cannot come to the real platform of knowledge. At the present moment, so many philosophers, scientists, they are trying to advance in knowledge by speculation. I think, in my opinion, perhaps like these things are going on. Big philosophers, scientists, they give their opinion. I think like this. Everybody is thinking, I think, and it is being supported. Knowledge means anyone can think in any way, and at the present moment that is being accepted as knowledge. Just like at the present moment, among the scientists, the knowledge is going on that life is made of matter, from matter, chemical evolution theory. And such person also being awarded with Nobel Prize. He is going on the wrong field of knowledge, that life is product of matter, by combination of matter, life is produced. It is not knowledge, it is ignorance. But by speculative process, one is writing a big volume of books and he is getting Nobel Prize. Where is the proof that by combination of matter, life comes out? This was discussed by a big professor in California University. He was touring, lecturing all over the world. So when I was in Los Angeles, he also came there. In the Los Angeles University, there is one, Dr. Swarup Damodar. He is PhD in chemistry. He is my student. He challenged the professor that if you say that life is combination of some chemicals, suppose I give you the chemicals, can you produce life? The professor said, that I cannot say. So this is going on. What you do not know exactly, simply theoretically, you put some theories and speculate. That is not knowledge. But our process, we are getting knowledge from the perfect personality. That is Vedic system. You acquire knowledge from a person who is perfect in knowledge. Perfect in knowledge and imperfect in knowledge. So long we are imperfect, we cannot give perfect knowledge. Therefore, we must find out knowledge from the perfect person. That is Vedic injunction. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Guru means one who has got perfect knowledge. One who hasn't got perfect knowledge, he cannot become guru. How he can? Guru means heavy. So if I am light and I take knowledge from another light person, then what is the use of such knowledge? So therefore the Vedic injunction is tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet must. Gacchet, this form of verb, vidhiling, is used when there is the meaning must. Abhigacchet. So it is not optional that I may go or I may not go. No. You must go. That is Vedic knowledge. So, here is the perfect teacher, Krishna, real Jagadguru. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it appears. In due course of time, there is a time when Krishna appears. Everything is there in the calculation of the shastras. Just like we have got a fixed time for the sunrise. Everyone knows that in the morning at 6:30, there will be sunrise. There is certain. Similarly, in the shastras, there is a description when Krishna comes down, descends in this universe. In one day of Brahma, at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, Brahma's days are described in the Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam or Hajjat Brahma Novid. 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000 becomes one day of Brahma. So, 43 lakhs 1,000 times and another 43 lakhs 1,000 times, this is the period after which Krishna comes. So, why does he come? That is also described. Paritrana sadhunam vinashayacha duskitam yuge yuge sambhavami. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna descends to give us knowledge, like Bhagavad Gita, personally speaking, so that even after disappearance of Krishna, you can take advantage of Bhagavad Gita. And as Arjuna is asking personally, so similarly all your questions, not only religious, of course, when there is something, talks about God, it is taken as religious. So, religious, the meaning of religion in the English dictionary is different from what we mean by religion. That in the dictionary it is said, religion is a kind of faith. Faith may be wrong or right. But religion cannot be wrong or right. Religion must be correct. That is the meaning of it. The example is that the sugar is sweet. It is not the question of wrong or right. Sugar must be always sweet. You cannot change it. That is it. Chili is hot. That is correct. Chili cannot be sweet and sugar cannot be hot. So religion means that. Religion described in the Vedic shastras. He said, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means, the plain description of religion is the codes or the laws given by God. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Just like the state, law means the order given by the government. That is correct. You cannot accept government laws in a way that I may believe or I may not believe. That is not law. Law means you must believe. That is law. If you don't believe, then you will be punished. That is law. Similarly, religion means, as it is described in the English dictionary, that it is a kind of faith. Faith I may accept. Suppose Hindu faith or Christian faith. So you may accept or not accept. There is no compulsion. But religion does not mean like that. Religion means you must accept. You believe or don't believe, it doesn't matter. You must accept. That is religion. And what is that religion? The religion from Bhagavad Gita we find Sarva Dharman Purittajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. That is religion. Why Krishna says Dharma Samasthapana Thaya Sambhavami Jugayajuge. I come down on this planet or in this universe for re-establishing the principles of religion. Dharma Samasthapana Thaya Sambhavami Jugayajuge. Then what is that dharma? That is not Hindu dharma or Muslim dharma or Christian dharma or this dharma or that dharma. No. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does not come down to teach a sectarian type of dharma. There is one dharma. What is that one dharma? To surrender to the orders of God. That's all. Sarva dharman purittajya mamekam saranam. This is dharma. Savai pumsam karo dharma jato bhakti radhattaje. Why you should surrender to God? Unless you have got love. Just like we surrender to the government laws. Why? Because we are confident that if we surrender to the government laws, we shall be peaceful citizens, there will be no trouble. Because we know that, therefore we surrender to the laws of government. So government, at the present moment, everywhere we see defective government, therefore there is agitation against government, there are parties, one party is agitating to take the seat of the government. When he goes, then another party agitates, because everyone is imperfect. Therefore they cannot give the real law so that the citizen may be happy and peaceful. That is the defect. People are after peace, shanti. And this is the shanti formula. That we must know Krishna, the supreme enjoyer of everything. Bhoktaram jagatavasam. You tapasya, you undergo severe austerities. Suppose you are doing business, that is also tapasya. You have to work very hard. Money does not come so easily. Then you get some money. So it is also the result of your tapasya. Sometimes we see that a poor man, working very, very hard, he becomes a millionaire. There are many instances. But that is tapasya. The result is you have got millions of dollars, but you cannot enjoy it. Bhoktaram jagga tapasam. Yajna also. There are many ritualistic ceremonies in the Vedas to achieve something very great that you can get. But Krishna says that when you achieve the razor, you are not enjoyer. I am the enjoyer. Now, we'll accept it. Everyone will say, I have got this result after working so hard, and Krishna will take everything. Yes. If you want to enjoy yourself, you'll never be happy. You give it to Krishna and you'll live. This is the formula. So this simple formula, if we understand, Bhokkaram Jagatavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Because he is the proprietor. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He must enjoy. Suppose a carpenter makes a very nice furniture, a nice closet, very beautiful. So will the carpenter shall be the proprietor, or the man, the person who has supplied him wages, supplied him the wood, and he has made it, will be the proprietor. Very simple philosophy. Whatever we do, similarly, suppose you construct a skyscraper building, costly building. But who has supplied the material? The brick, stone, wood, iron, where you have got it? It is Krishna's property. You cannot produce these bricks or the iron or the wood. It is Krishna's property. Bhumi, Rapa, Nalobayu, Khangama, Navudhiri. These five elements of material, ingredients, earth, water, air, fire, all these things, even mind, intelligence. The mind, unless you have got intelligence, you cannot manufacture anything with these material things. Just like in America, before the Americans, the Europeans are from other countries, mostly Europeans, they went to America. And the America land was there, the ingredients were there, but because the Red Indians, they had no sufficient intelligence, they could not make America like present time. Lack of intelligence. So we are manufacturing so many things industrially, but the intelligence is also given by Krishna. Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khanga mano buddhi. The buddhi is also given by Krishna. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnana apavanancha. From me, one gets intelligence, memory, and also forgets. We are completely dependent on Krishna. Otherwise, why man is extraordinarily intelligent and other is not? Why this difference? He, constitutionally, if you study the body of the intelligent man and the less intelligent man, the anatomy and physiological condition, you'll find the same. The same blood, same bone, same marrow, same muscle, same skin, same veins running, same heart, everything. But why one man is less intelligent and another is very, very highly intelligent? Why this different? Because the supply of intelligence is by Krishna. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta smriti jnanam apavanancha. If Krishna is favorable, you'll get the right intelligence at the right moment. Otherwise, you'll miss. This is the position. So, we are completely dependent on Krishna. We are conducted by the manipulation of Krishna. Therefore, right knowledge should be taken from Krishna. Matta smriti jnanam apavanancha. Jnanam. From me. Therefore, Arjuna is rightly intelligent. Therefore, asking Krishna, what is this prakriti? What is this purusha? What is jnana? What is khetraga? What is khetra? And Krishna is answered. So if we want to receive real knowledge, then we should consult this Bhagavad Gita. That is our propagation. We are propagating this message, Krishna consciousness movement, that you take knowledge from Krishna, that's all. Don't take knowledge from the rascals and fools, then you'll be misled. That is our provision. So, why not take this opportunity? Our business is not very difficult. Our business is very easy because we are not manufacturing knowledge like the rascals. I think, what you are? You are thinking like this. You are rascal number one and you are thinking. What is the meaning of your thinking? We reject immediately. I think. which is my opinion. This is going on. Big, big scientists, big, big philosophers. You don't accept. We must see whether he has received knowledge from Krishna. And one who receives knowledge from Krishna, just like Arjuna. Arjuna said to Krishna, Shishasteham sadhimam prapannam. My dear Krishna, the perplexity which has arisen in my mind, it cannot be solved by anyone except yourself. Because Arjuna knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore he surrendered to him. He surrendered. He was talking like friend. Friendly talking cannot give any good result, simply waste of time. But when there is talking between disciple and the spiritual master, that has got meaning. Just like my disciples, because they have accepted me as guru, whatever I say, they accept it. Otherwise, I have not bribed them. These European Americans have no money. I went to New York with $7. What money I've got. But they have accepted. This is the process. You must find out somebody whom you can accept as guru. That guru must be bona fide. Otherwise, what is the use of accepting a bogus guru? Now, what is that bona fide guru? That bona fide guru means one who's accepted Krishna as guru. He is bona fide guru. That is bona fide. Evam parampara praptam imam rajan sayo vidu. Imam vivasati yogam prattvala hamabhyam. Krishna says that this system of yoga, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, was first of all described by me to the sun god. Imam vivasati yogam prattvala hamabhyam. Vivasan manavipraahu. And the sun god again handed over the knowledge to his son, Manu. Manu Ikhaka Vibrabhu. And Manu explained the same thing to his son Ikhaku. Evam parampara praptam imam raja sev. That means the knowledge is actually coming from Krishna. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also stated, Tene Brahma Dhida Adikavai. Adikavai is Lord Brahma. And Brahma means Vedic knowledge. So there was nobody to teach Brahma. Brahma is called Prapitamaha, the first class knower of the Vedic knowledge. Adikavai. And where from he got the knowledge? He got the knowledge from Krishna. Tene Brahma Dhida Adikavai. And Brahma distributed it to Narada. Narada distributed it to Vyasdeva. Vyasdeva distributed it to other acharyas. In this way, evam parampara praptam evam raja sev. So there is parampara. The knowledge is the same. There is no alteration. But it is coming through disciple succession, one after. So one who receives the knowledge from the disciple succession, just like at the present moment, we see that Krishna and Arjuna, they are talking. Arjuna is direct disciple of Krishna. So if you take Bhagavad Gita as it was understood by Arjuna, then you get the right knowledge. And if you take the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita explained by some so-called scholar and politician, then it is askeldam only. It has no meaning. It has no meaning. That is the process. Thank you very much.